Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Oh, yes, and here we are with Miss Erin Martin from Pink Shade Podcast. It's all about reality check. Good morning, love.
Good morning. Good morning.
Ladies.
Yay.
Hey, by the way, we're on Facebook Live, so make sure you chime in, especially if you love reality shows. Yes. This is what this is all about. Mm-hmm. And first off, let's just give this girl some props because Miss Erin Martin, she is just not your standard reality check girl, honey.
She's not.
You're so good, honey, that Jenny McCarthy loves you so much that you grace her airwaves each and every week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll be on there tomorrow, Friday, yes. Sirius XM, Channel 109. I love her, and she loves reality TV.
So good.
Oh, yay.
Isn't that cool?
It is. It's very cool.
We're going to have to do a segment where people can learn how this all came about because it's just such a great story, and what a triumph for you to get on the Jenny McCarthy show. It's pretty amazing. You.
I feel so lucky. Yeah, I've been on there for, I think like almost 2 years. I just love her. I mean, we just click, and her whole production staff, her producers, David and Michelle, I love like family, even though I've never met them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just had David, her producer, on to talk Game of Thrones with me the other week. I know. It's funny. We have all these different interests, but it's very cool. And I'm just still living here in the Midwest.
You know,
she's a Midwest girl too, though.
But that's what I love is that you're local.
Yes.
We got this local gem here.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, honey. That. Yes, she is.
Yes.
All right, ladies. Let's start talking about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I just first want to say, you know you got some damn money when you have, a Ferris wheel at your daughter's party?
At Farrahween.
Yeah.
Yes.
Farrahween.
Yes. And don't you love when Kyle's like, you know, I can't afford to be sick. I don't have the luxury of being sick.
Thank
I have
you.
To plan a million-dollar party.
I'm so busy. I gotta get back.
My God. The whole world groaned.
Wow. I know.
She is just, she says these things sometimes. You're like, Kyle, please stop. Please.
Oh, it's too much.
Yeah, a Ferris wheel. I mean, would you get on a Ferris wheel that was erected within like an hour, though?
No.
I don't know.
No. And she's like, excuse me, but am I supposed to wear a seatbelt? And then she's like, don't start this.
Yeah.
I'm surprised those girls didn't get hurt. I didn't realize how amazingly gorgeous her daughter was. And I didn't know she had a 30-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she had, that was the daughter she had before she met Mauricio.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Because she was married before, right? She got married.
Was she married? I think, I don't know. You know what? I have to go, have to hear from someone who knows the Richards sisters way back before I've done the deep dive. I think she had her very young.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She looked amazing, though.
Oh, my gosh.
She looked amazing.
She looked amazing.
I know.
Very, very pretty girl.
Yeah, she looked great.
Okay. So, what is going on with Camille?
Yes.
She's got a beef with everyone. What's her problem?
Did you guys hear that she wasn't going to show up at the reunion? I mean, we could talk about Lisa Vanderpump in the reunion, but Camille did show up at the reunion. Andy Cohen did an Instagram Live or something yesterday when it was just taping yesterday.
Right.
Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay.
And Camille showed up, and I think she is really coming to play. I think she's coming to play. She wants that diamond. She said she didn't.
Yep. Mm. Oh, she
but
wants
I
it.
Really think she does.
She's so shady.
Yeah, I know. Here's the thing. So she is so shady.
Yeah.
She is absolutely stirring it up. But we would have nothing else to do if she wasn't being like
this.
Because this show is so boring the past two seasons without someone, without a Rinna, without a Camille.
Sure.
I feel like they need to do.
What do you think about a Brandy?
Ooh. I would actually take Brandy back. I know, I'm ducking for cover when I say that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would take her back at this point because I think she and Denise could be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I like them together.
Yeah, I do too.
And the girls can drink. Those two can drink
well
together.
Oh my gosh, holy cow.
And their hair's not brushed.
Yeah.
They come out in like half an outfit. And everyone else is so kind of put together
and so
producing
stuffy.
Themselves.
Yeah.
I think it would be great if there were two of them against the other four pretenders.
So I couldn't agree more. Like, I'm not a Brandy fan, but it's been really a boring season. And unfortunately, I don't know if it was because LVP hasn't really been on there or not. It just seems like since she's kind of been gone, it's really boring. So Brandy is a hot mess, but when she came for that cameo, she could make the show more
She's nuts, and we need to
love to hate
someone.
Yes.
You know, a good housewife you love to hate.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
I was hating on that outfit, honey. I don't know. I don't like the hooker look. I mean, what are you wearing?
The hooker look, girl.
No,
seriously.
Hooker.
And here's the thing. I don't think she looked that good.
She's got her face done again.
It's really
in the
tragic.
Confessionals.
No. Who is she? Who is
could
that?
Could she even open her mouth?
No. Who is that? What's going on? No.
Hi.
What did you do with Brandy?
Where did she go?
Where did she go?
I mean, her body looks great, but her face looks horrid.
She just keeps jacking it up.
Stop jacking it up.
Yeah, stop. She's a pretty girl.
She's a pretty girl. I know.
Well, listen real quick, because it is funny, because back with Camille and Rinna, she just decided to, you know, take this all the way.
You tell me to my face how you feel about me, I'm totally cool. Like, I don't care if you like me, don't like me. You know, Camille says one thing to someone's face, and she's talking behind people's backs, which is never good, as we know.
Teddy, you tell me about what happened in the van.
What is everyone think of the article I just sent you? I'm a little surprised, to be honest. She could have warned us at the breakfast we just
said. I'm so hurt that Lisa didn't even reach out or post anything.
I'm so confused. This situation with People Magazine is almost like a talking behind all of our backs.
You guys had had it.
We just got pissed off and we're like,
yeah, you had it.
She just had it.
Yeah.
They've all had it.
They've had it.
They've all had it with Camille. But what's Camille going to do for People Magazine? Is she going to say, Lisa Vanderpump didn't come to my wedding, I hate her? I mean, she is not going to do that.
Wow.
And they all act like this. I just get really upset when we get toward the end of Beverly Hills,
right,
because I'm like, who are you really?
Right.
You know, like the New York ladies, I love so much.
I do too.
Because they are just
who they are. I agree.
They're a mess, but I love them for it. And Beverly Hills is like, well, she's talking behind people's backs. I'm like, you're on Bravo.
That's right.
That's why you were hired.
That's literally your job.
But so Lisa Rinna, okay, so she's in the car. They're driving back to the airport, and she's all upset about this People magazine, right?
Whatever.
And then she goes, and Dorit, she was talking behind your back, but she wouldn't tell her what she said.
But that's because Lisa Rinna's job is just to start
it
and not to finish it.
Yeah.
She knows her role.
She does.
She's been on daytime TV for a long time.
Yeah.
And now she's on, what, HSN, QVC, doing her line?
She said Harry Hamlin never has to work again if he doesn't want to, because she is selling those dust. Dusters, honey.
Yeah.
Her dusters. She is making bank on those dusters.
I love it, honey. That's so true.
We got to do one show in full dusters.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
We can do that.
All right, let's move on to The Real Housewives of New York again.
Okay,
it's all about Sonia just drinking too much.
Wow.
I mean, the girl falls. She almost gets brain damage.
You don't think that she took anything and then like pills and then was drinking, because she was drinking a lot when she got there.
Yeah.
But it was so much that it's hard to believe it was just alcohol. Like, she
does
must have mixed it.
Does anyone really ever know what's going on in Sonia Tremont?
No, I don't know why.
No.
Mind, body, blood system. I really don't know. She is so nuts. I mean, this is the woman who tapes towels to her windows.
Yes! For sex purposes.
She's so nuts. She is.
She's super nuts no matter what. Yeah. I don't know what she was on, but she was on too much of it.
She was on.
I mean, she fell like a pony with all four legs.
Right?
It seemed like a really hard fall.
It did.
So I could totally understand why they called, just to make sure that she didn't hit her head.
Oh, those paramedics were super hot,
by the way.
So hot. That was hilarious. Ugh. And she's like, I'm allergic to dust mote. They're like, okay, so no allergies.
Right?
Yeah. She wakes up the next morning, she just peels off the
sticker.
She's like, what happened?
She's like, you girls must have been scared. I'm fine.
I'm fine. She had no hangover.
She looked fine.
Sonia
she looked great.
Is from another planet. I want to live on that planet.
She makes such a good point, though, when it came to Luann.
Oh, totally.
Luann, always, why are you sleeping with your friends' guys? Like, she hits all the guys. Like,
well, that, yes, Luann has been known to do that.
Yeah.
I think Sonia has hit all the guys first anyway, though.
Yes.
So how are you going to hit one that Sonia hasn't?
Right.
However,
well, that's true.
I think she made a good point when she was like, Luann, stay in your lane. Like, you need to take care of yourself and your sobriety.
You don't
have to be like blasting it all over us, because you know what, these housewives trips, they're all a hot mess all the time,
right?
And that's
they really
sort
are
of what they're for,
right?
And Luann knows nobody can tell you when it's time to change. You have to discover that for yourself. So she needs to.
Well, but I think a lot of people say, like, this girl is in total denial. She doesn't see how she's treating all her friends,
and I'm sure that will come back.
Total denial.
Yeah. Total denial.
Yeah,
which is sad. Which
it
is sad
is
because
really sad.
It is. Luann,
she's trying her best.
Did you hear she might be off the show? She's demanding more money than Bethany Frankel, allegedly, which is
not going to happen.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
We were just talking about how fat. I think Bethany is the best dressed girl ever. Love her clothes.
I love her clothes and I love her mouth. I mean, I love.
I don't like Bethany, but.
Oh, God.
I love her.
She's
but
so funny.
I don't like her, but she is funny.
Yeah.
And she does. She brings it. And I like it. When she wakes funny. Up and she does not care what she looks
no.
like. Because she'll be looking like a
she'll
scary monster. She's like, I look like I was just dragged. She doesn't care. I love that.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
So let's move on because we're running out of time. Okay. I just absolutely love the fact that Ramona brings her ex-husband, Mario, then she's got like her soon-to-be boyfriend. That was just a jacked up situation trying to make him jealous. And then this poor date. I mean, you feel more sorry for this guy.
Oh my God. I know. I know. And
he seemed nice.
He was, you know, what was the description? Rum guy.
Rum guy.
Yeah. He was described as rum guy, Kevin or something. I mean, he just shows up. He's none the wiser. Ramona's like, yeah, here's my ex-husband of 20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
She needs to stop trying to be a player in today's game.
That's all she cares about.
I feel like that's all she's doing this season. Like, she's actually leaving events. Like, she didn't get the artwork. You know, she's left events a million times. But she's like, I've got, like, 6 or 7 dates going on.
Right.
I feel like it's just a distraction. Yeah. I predict, and I think a lot of people agree, she's going to be back with Mario.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
I mean,
there's a connection still there.
They are the only ones who get each other on some kind of alien
level.
It's
true. Yes. It's true.
And Bethany's like, I just admire them, that they're able to do this for their kids and everything
she
else.
She isn't such a mess with Jason Hoppe. She probably admires anyone who's stabbing each other.
I honestly still think that's so weird. There's stuff that we don't know about that.
We will find out. All right, you guys, there we have it. We didn't get to Southern Charm, but we worked late and we weren't able to watch it. So, but we'll talk more about that because that's always
okay.
juicy.
We need to talk about LVP leaving Beverly
Hills.
It
was officially announced.
Oh my God, I can't wait to talk about it. All right, there you have it. Erin Martin from Pink Shade Podcast. We will put up her information. You definitely want to check in. She knows all the tea. She knows Jax. She knows Tom. She knows all these hot celebrities. Again, she is the girl to go to. So reality check next week with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
So nasty and so-